Good morning. It is now 10:08 a.m. We are here today, April 18, 2016, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the status conference of OPAPA 16-002, 1A Guam Webs versus Guam Community College. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodlin Gerardo, Jarek Hernandez, and Edlin Dallase. Will Appellant 1A Guam Webs please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Sure. John Bell, on behalf of Guam Webs, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Rajesh Raj K. Sharma. I'm the president of TH Inc., DBA Guam Webs.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency Guam Community College please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. My name is Rebecca Wrightson with Cabot Mantinoni, and I represent Guam Community College. There are no representatives here with me today.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Before we do that, as a matter of disclosure, I'd like Jarek to read off some information.
The Guam Webs is OPA's current website provider. We have a contract with them commencing March 1st, 2014, ending February 28, 2017, and we provide a payment of $1,050 a month for the contract.
Ms. Wrightson, do you have any objections to that disclosure at this time?
Wow, I wasn't prepared to hear that. I would like to reserve...
This is my first time I've met him,
okay.
As you can tell.
Yeah.
I don't deal with him directly.
Okay. I would request the opportunity to research this issue a little bit more.
And because we just made the disclosure, I know that the motion filing deadline was just this past Friday.
Correct.
I'll allow you, how long do you think it would take you to conduct your research?
I can probably get something submitted by this Friday. Is that okay?
Yeah. So okay. I'll extend the deadline for... any recusal motions, disqualification motions, to this Friday at 5 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
So, has anybody filed to date a request for a hearing?
I have not. I figured we'd wait for the status hearing.
Are you planning to?
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Wrightson, have you filed a request for a hearing?
I have not, and I don't believe that we've submitted on Friday a motion for expeditious disposition of a dismissal on the record, but we don't feel that a hearing is necessary on this case.
Well, so you made a motion to dismiss, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to dismiss. Assuming, let's say your motion doesn't succeed, would you be requesting a hearing after that?
I guess, what would be the steps after that if there is no hearing?
Well, the time to actually, has your client submitted an agency report yet?
Yes, we have submitted an agency report, and Mr. Bell has submitted comments on behalf of the appellant, and our rebuttal is due on Friday.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's, essentially, I think Friday is also the deadline to request a hearing, if a party is going to do that.
Okay.
So. The time hasn't passed. I'm just asking, what we'll do, because there is a pending motion, is I will actually develop a hearing schedule, or not a hearing schedule, but a briefing schedule. Of course, Mr. Bell will have the opportunity to oppose. Ms. Wrightson, you'll have the opportunity to reply to the opposition, and then we'll have our hearing. So that would be the first order of business. On top of, we're not done with our standard pleadings either. Okay. So, what do you think you can do?
Well, I'm leaving this Saturday for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. 3 weeks. Okay. Well, it'll take a couple more weeks for them to
so we'll
submit an opposition.
Sometimes we have the 16th or the 23rd.
Or 16th.
I don't want to have it on these 2 days if I get back. So
about Thursday, then. Are the parties available for May the 19th at 10 for a hearing?
for a hearing, and this would be a motions hearing, or?
A hearing on your motion to dismiss.
Yes, I can, yes, I am available.
Ms. Bell, okay, so we're gonna.
May 19th, 10 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm gonna be issuing a order after hearing, setting forth all this down, and like I said, there will be a briefing schedule based on that date. Yes.
Yeah, I realize that he might not need to be there, but his daughter's having a graduation that morning. Is there any possibility that we could adjust that a little bit?
How about the 20th? So Friday.
I agree.
10?
Yes, 10 a.m. on Friday the 20th.
Friday the 20th.
Doris.
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 Ella's graduation's on the 20th.
What, it's a motions?
Yeah.
All right, so.
It's graduation for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's May 20th at 10. We will schedule that motion date, and then.
We need to find out, because they made a warrant already, so it hasn't been stated.
Okay. Has there been an award, Ms. Bryson?
There has been an award of the contract, that's correct.
So is this a protest, a pre or post award?
It would be a post award protest. GCC denied the original bid protest on the grounds that it was untimely and awarded the contract. And I can double check with GCC. I've talked with them that everything needs to be stopped at this point, and I can confirm with them that they did do that.
Do you agree with that assertion, Mr. Bell?
It was post award. Correct.
Okay. But it's a denial of a protest and award the same day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the same thing that DOE did.
All right.
WSI submitted some allegedly some confidential information to you folks.
That's correct.
That was not provided to. Have we gotten that confidential portion?
I can submit it under seal and to double check with WSI, but I can't believe they would have any problem with that.
Yeah.
So I can submit it under seal.
All confidential is still submitted to OPA. It's not available for, you know, for public disclosure.
Yeah, that said, you'll also be required to kind of have a brief description of the documents.
Okay.
That's what you would serve on Mr. Bell, so at least have an idea of what you
okay,
have to
so
go
Mr.
In.
Bell would get the description.
A description, that's
okay.
Correct, but not the documents.
Not the documents themselves, because of course the appellant is a competitor.
Yeah, it would just be a log or kind of a brief descriptive log of what you have filed with the OPA under seal, Mr. Bell.
Sorry, thank you for just a housekeeping issue. Will I, by chance, have a chance to review that under, not even in camera? Okay.
Well, it's the, what, first of all, are they, these documents tend to be financial documents, they tend to be proprietary business type documents. I don't know, was this an RFP, for example?
This is an IFB.
Or an IFB, okay.
Yeah, for a very technical website development, and it's based on WSI's proprietary web development.
Yeah, so if they actually are, they fit under the narrow scope of those documents that are never publicly revealed in a procurement, that's how they would stay.
Okay.
Although the OPA would reveal in camera if they bear any relevance. Okay. All right, are there any other housekeeping matters we need to address at this time?
No, that's not.
What will happen is if this case is, Ms. Wrightson does not prevail on her motion to dismiss and no party files a request for a hearing, at that point we will essentially decide the matter based on the documents that are filed, mm-hmm. if no one requests a hearing at all. So that still is an option for the parties, but that's up to you. Somebody requests a hearing within the time frame, or the allowable time frame, then yes, we're going to hold a hearing if Ms. Wrightson does not prevail on her motion to dismiss.
Okay. For what it's worth, I do recall from the, I could have read it wrong, but I was reading the hearing procedural notes and was, I thought I read it just to read that if you don't request a hearing is going to happen anyway. But I guess the takeaway is we do need to request it for a hearing because there won't be one scheduled by default. So we should do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why we have a hearing, or that's the hearing request. Why we have a hearing request for?
That's.
And that has to be by this Friday. Anything else?
Okay. If there's nothing else by the parties, then essentially these proceedings are concluded. It is 10:20 a.m. Thank you. Off the record.